Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a good day. So last month, just recently, at a press conference, the subject came up that we're going to be talking about today. And this is an educational thing today, not just for you, but for me also. But this subject came up at a press conference. And here's what the president said. President Trump told a reporter last month, quote, "I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate." He added, "I've heard that it is gaining in popularity, and from what I hear, these are people that love our country." The reporter asked a follow-up, "At the crux of this theory is the belief that you are secretly saving the world from this cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like," she trailed off, apparently at a loss as to where to go from there, "like something you are behind?" Trump answered, "Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing?" So that was a reference to a rapidly growing movement on the internet, but in conversations that a large percentage of evangelicals in America haven't even heard of. A recent Pew study showed that 76% of adults don't know about it, and only 2% of evangelicals. Yet, I'm reading from my buddy Bill Mann's piece that he sent me, "yet it has entered into our politics, and there are now some 78 congressional candidates running for office that follow it or embrace it." 78 congressional candidates running for office that follow it or embrace it. What is it? It is called QAnon. Okay, QAnon, capital Q, capital A, N-O-N, QAnon. And there is a whole lot to it. So I've been reading about it. My buddy Bill sent that article to me that he wrote, a blog post that he put up today. Bill was on the show recently as we were talking about socialism. And it is gaining popularity rapidly. And there's Facebook and Twitter and specific accounts and some Christian influencers. If you're too old to know what that means, those are Christians that are on social media that have a growing presence on social media, growing number of followers. Let's go ahead and switch the screen in here to the QAnon graphic, and I'm going to keep that up for most of the show. So you've got the challenge with this, as I've read through it and as I've studied it now, and I'm no expert on it, but I'm going to share a bunch of stuff with you today. So be ready, because I'm going to be doing a major information dump here on the show. But this is growing in popularity because there's a lot of evangelical kind of big biblical language mixed into it. It's very much don't trust any of the mainstream media sources. And when predictions from QAnon, and I'll explain who and what that is as we get going, when predictions don't come true, that's just because the mainstream media and the cabal and the swamp and the deep state squashed it. And so it's definitely got a conspiracy theorist mindset to it. And so when you're in that world, when things are predicted and they don't come true, well, that's just because the cabal, the people behind it, put the kibosh on that. And then the next thing you know, you can't trust anybody. There's no authoritative figures anymore. And isn't that where we're at for the most part? Like, just when you look at the issue of COVID-19, and what is it? The CDC? Is it the World Health Organizations? Is it this group of doctors? Is it that group of doctors? And you're like, I don't know about you, but I've said this so many times, I don't know who to believe anymore. I don't know who to trust anymore. And when you're in that kind of environment, it sets up conspiracy theories just like a raging wildfire. And so that's what's going on with QAnon. So if you're a follower, a believer, an interested party when it comes to QAnon, you're probably not going to like what I have to say today. And if you're ignorant of it, if you've never heard of it before, you need to, because it's growing rapidly. And in this environment, the 2020 environment, the pushing towards end times environment that we're in, you got to know about this stuff. We can't exist in our bubbles and with our head buried in the sand. You have to know, because there are Christians that are getting into this, and you have to be aware, because we have to be people of the book and people of truth. And I know it's frustrating, and I know there's a lot to be angry about and we have deep distrust of institutions and the federal government, especially the deep state and the bureaucracy and Clinton and Obama and all this stuff. And then you got the whole other side that absolutely hates Donald Trump and sees him as an antichrist. And it sets up the type of environment we see today, where cities are burning and violence and looting and chasing down people. And the Trump supporter that got shot and executed and murdered the other day, by the way, his murderer, they killed him last night. Most of the articles say make it look like it was the feds, but it wasn't. It was people in the state of Washington, officials in the state of Washington, accompanied by the feds. But in this environment, there's all kinds of stuff flying around. And in our frustration, I think it's easy for us to buy into stuff. And don't forget that Satan can masquerade as an angel of light, things that look true. Okay? But we have to be more discerning than that, and we are not to be led by our emotions. So let me just get to, I'm going to start this with my buddy Bill Mann's article. This is his blog post today on QAnon. Indeed, he starts with a quote from Jeremiah 23:32. Indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares the Lord. They tell them and lead my people astray in their reckless lies, yet I did not send or appoint them, them being these reckless prophets. They do not benefit these people in the least, declared the Lord. Jeremiah 23:32. Some of you may not be familiar with QAnon, Bill writes. I wasn't until recently. I've watched it for a while, not really digging into it, but wondering what it was and why it was surfacing in the church, particularly with the evangelicals. For background, the movement was started in 2017 by an anonymous source named Q, who is supposed to be deep inside the U.S. government and who has the most top secret clearance, the Q clearance. He posts some of the off-the-beaten bulletin boards like 4chan, some of the dark web areas. Q's original conspiracy theory is that there is a world conspiracy to be involved in the secret manipulation or control of government policy and who were into worldwide sex trafficking. I mean, I'm talking about Pizzagate, Wayfair. If those things if those words are ringing a bell to you, you're like, yeah, Pizzagate, because that's where all the Hollywood pedophiles and people in control and a bunch of Democrats using a pizza language and ordering up pizzas. What they are doing is ordering up children for a pedophile sex ring. And they're also like consuming flesh and blood and stuff like that. I mean, that's what's out there. Okay. A recent Pew Research study showed that 76% of adults don't know about it and only 2% of evangelicals. Yet it has entered into our politics and there are now some 78 congressional candidates running for office that follow it or embrace it. And even President Trump the other day. I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate, he said. I've heard that it's gaining in popularity, and from what I hear, these are people that love our country. And the reporter, again, I started with this, at the crux of this series, the belief that you are secretly saving the world from this cult of pedophiles and cannibals, does that sound like, she trailed off, apparently at a loss for words, like something you're behind? Well, I haven't heard that, Trump answered, but is that supposed to be a bad thing? QAnon. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, taking time today to burrow down into a growing movement, a conspiracy theory movement called QAnon. The vast majority of American adults don't have a clue what it is. Very, very tiny majority, less than 5% of evangelicals know what it is, but it is gaining steam. And I would just ask you this question. I asked my friends on Facebook Live the question during the commercial break. So if you're on radio, want to join us here in the studio via video, live video, right here, right now. Right here in the studio in our secret undisclosed location. You can just go to the Facebook page, The Steve Noble Show Facebook page, and join us right there. Okay, you'll see Facebook Live. You click on the little arrow button that's like the play button, and boom, here you are right in the studio with yours truly. Talking about QAnon today. So let's go ahead and switch that back up on the TV. Talking about QAnon today, and this I've been hearing about it, looking at it, and then my buddy Bill Mann sent this to me, a blog post he's got out today, just kind of doing an overview of it and referencing a bunch of different articles. And one theory is that COVID-19 is an artificial event created by the government causing Q supporters, QAnon, to show up at protests in Germany against strict coronavirus rules with signs that said stop the corona lies. That in itself is scary, Bill writes. How did this conspiracy theories on steroids gain traction so quickly? One answer is a combination of the pandemic and social media, which became the platform for spreading the conspiracies during lockdowns. Facebook and Twitter have now dropped hundreds of boards, so QAnon has retreated to other platforms. So it's moving around a lot. And in this crazy, messed up season of 2020, right? What have we turned to? Online, digital, Netflix, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And then I asked on the commercial break, that have you noticed on social media an increase in stories about child sex trafficking? Well, child sex trafficking is really near the epicenter of QAnon. As they say, you know, powerful elites, Hollywood, the Washington swamp, powerful elites around the world, they're really into child sex trafficking and human sacrifice of babies, eating flesh, drinking blood, all kinds of crazy stuff. And so this starts get moving around, and then you see it on regular social media posts about child sex trafficking, and you're like, yeah, we got to end that. We just did a show recently about it with two guys that are right there on the front lines actually busting child sex traffickers, one of them outside the United States, one of them inside the United States. And it's all over the place. So who doesn't want to be against that? But then QAnon grabs onto that and say, yeah, well, let me tell you why that's happening. In the name of the Lord. And this is like end times, it's evil, so it's got a lot of kind of Christian language behind it, which is why it's unfortunately getting a lot of traction or growing in traction in the evangelical Christian community. This is from an article, this was fascinating, an MIT Tech Review article. Evangelicals are looking for answers online. They're finding QAnon instead, capital Q, capital A-N-O-N, QAnon. Okay, I'll explain to you who's Q. I'll give you some more background information in a second. I'm just setting the table. By Abby Olshiser, who's a believer, MIT Tech Review, talking about Pastor Clark Fraley's church, Coffee Creek Church, an evangelical church outside Oklahoma City. At one point, he brought up QAnon. He's been noticing what his flock is doing online. The conspiracy theory holding that Donald Trump is fighting a secret satanic pedophile ring run by liberal elites. When he asked what they thought about it, the response was worryingly ambiguous. It wasn't like, I fully believe this, he says. It was like, I find it interesting. These people are dear to me and I love them. It's just, it felt like there was someone else in the conversation that I didn't know who was there. This is the pastor speaking. Fraley told me about another young person who used to regularly attend his church. She was sharing conspiracy-laden misinformation on Facebook like it's the gospel truth, he said. He saw another post from this woman promoting the wild claim that Tom Hanks and other Hollywood celebrities are eating babies. Remember when Tom Hanks and his wife, people were saying, hey, they've just become citizens of Greece. Actually, it was honorary citizenship, typical stuff because of some things Tom Hanks had done to help the country out. But they didn't become citizens of Greece. But people were like, you know why that's happening? You know why that's happening? Because they need to escape the USA because the arrests are coming based on this child sex trafficking ring and Tom Hanks and his wife are involved. That's the kind of, did you see that? Odds are maybe you did. Before the pandemic, Fraley, this pastor, knew a little bit about QAnon, but he hadn't given such an easily debunked fringe theory much of his time. The posts he started seeing felt familiar, however. They reminded him of the satanic panic of the 1980s and 90s. Do you remember that? When rumors of secret occult rituals tormenting children in daycare centers spread quickly among conservative religious believers who were already anxious about changes in family structures, the pedophile stuff, the satanic stuff, the eating babies, that's all from the 1980s, he says. So there was that pastor, okay, in Oklahoma. And then I've got all these other articles. So let me jump to this one. I thought this one was pretty helpful. This is from the Gospel Coalition. This came out in May. The FAQs, frequently asked questions, what Christians should know about QAnon. Last week, an article in The Atlantic, which is really long, by the way, brought renewed attention to the political cult known as QAnon. As Adrian LaFrance writes, quote, to look at QAnon is to not see a conspiracy theory, but the birth of a new religion, unquote. About 3/4 of U.S. adults, 76%, say they have heard or read nothing at all about QAnon. But while they may not know the name, they've likely seen QAnon propaganda on social media. President Trump, unfortunately, has frequently retweeted QAnon-related accounts on Twitter, and some parenting and lifestyle influencers promote the views on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. We'll get to some of them later. Although it's still on the fringe, Christians should be aware of the threat this political cult poses to the global church. It started, QAnon is the name, it started on October 28, 2017, when a person identifying themselves as Q Clarence Patriot first appeared on a board of 4chan. Okay, 4chan is like this kind of dark web place, website where people post things, okay? But most normal, regular folks don't go there. Known for internationally spreading fake news and propaganda for the lulls, i.e. amusement of internet trolls, the message thread was titled Calm Before the Storm, an apparent reference to a gathering of U.S. military leaders that President Trump referred to as, quote, the calm before the storm. And here's the first message. Put up by this person, Q. Clarence Patriot, okay, October 28, 2017. HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, extradition already in motion, effective yesterday, with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective 10:30 at 12:01 a.m. Expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. USMs will conduct the operation while NG activated. Proof check. Locate an NG member and ask if activated for duty 10:30 across most major cities. A second message posted a few hours later read this. Mockingbird. HRC detained. Not arrested. Where is Huma? Follow Huma. This has nothing to do with Russia. Yet. Why does POTUS surround himself with generals? See what's going on here? There's enough in here you go, What is military intelligence? Why go around the three-letter agencies? What Supreme Court case allows for the use of MI versus congressional assembled and approved agencies? On and on and on. POTUS will not go on TV to address the nation. POTUS must isolate himself to prevent negative optics. Why would he place all his funds in an RC? Why did Soros, talking about George Soros? Mockingbird, 10/30/17. God bless, fellow patriots. And then another one, a couple days later, November 1st. Q wrote this. Listen, now see if this isn't somewhat attractive to you. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that will wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11-3, November 3rd, upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11-4. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message, avoiding the fake news, to all citizens. So they go, oh, Podesta's going to get busted. It's about time. And Donald Trump is fighting back these liberal scumbags. See, there's a lot about it. You go, yeah, I wonder if this is true. Or I hope this is true. That's QAnon, and there's a lot more to share when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about QAnon, which is a decent chance you haven't heard of it, but there's also another chance that you will. It's growing rapidly, kind of a pseudo-Christian worldview explanation of a lot of things that you see going on in the news, pull back the veil, and Q is, known as Q Clarence Patriot. Remains anonymous, somebody that, you know, a lot of people think maybe he's inside the military, he's high placed, he has information, he used kind of governmental type language. And so that's in there. So Q would later claim, this is from the first kind of postings back in 2017, to be a government agent with access to top secret information who was working to assist President Trump in a mission to take down so-called deep state, right? Cabal of government leaders believed to be involved in the secret manipulation or control of government policy. Is the deep state real? Is it there? Yeah, I would call that the bureaucracy. There's all kinds of people. Look at what happened with Comey and Flynn and all that stuff. Now, Flynn, I read in another article. I got to go verify this. There's like a kind of a statement of belief for QAnon people. And he posted a video of himself saying that. Well, that's a little disturbing. Now, I got to dig into that more. But that's a little disturbing. Q would later claim to be a government agent rather than share this information publicly and in a verifiable form. Q chooses to share what the community calls breadcrumbs, vague, mostly incoherent posts that are only comprehensible to those who frequent internet message boards. When the posts were moved to the more popular online forum Reddit, QAnon was able to tap into a broader group of conspiracy theorists. This helped it to spread to Facebook, YouTube, and other mainstream sites and allowed the promoters of the conspiracy to monetize their propaganda through advertising, soliciting donations, and selling Q-related products. Who is Q? This is from an article in the Gospel Coalition. The person behind the Q post. And by the way, I've read a bunch of articles today, and I'm reading a bunch of different articles from different Christian sources, most of whom I trust and have known of their work for a while. So I'm not shotgunning it here, okay? But I'm not an expert on it, and I'll be digging into it more. But it's on my radar screen now, so I'm going to be digging into it. Because I know some of you are like, Steve, you just don't understand. Well, I'm pretty discerning, and I'm pretty smart, and when I spend a lot of time on something, I generally figure it out. So I'm going to work on it, okay? The person behind the Q post known as Q Clarence Patriot remains anonymous. While initial posts by Q appear to be an obvious attempt to mock the beliefs of some Trump supporters, many QAnon supporters think Q is a high-ranking military official, John F. Kennedy Jr., who they claim faked his own death, or even Donald Trump. What do followers of QAnon believe? This is a FAQ from the Gospel Coalition. The core of QAnon theory is known as, quote, the storm. I said that earlier, right? Hashtag the storm. This is a claim built around a vague comment made by President Trump on October 5th, 2017. Maybe it's the calm before the storm, he said to reporters. Could be the calm before the storm. We have the world's greatest military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming. A reporter requested clarification about Trump said, what storm, Mr. President? You'll find out, the president said. Thank you, everybody. You know, typical Trump, right? Since the coming storm has been connected to everything from secret Democrat pedophilia rings to Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and all this stuff. See this information, disinformation, misinformation about all this stuff for the entire presidency of Donald Trump. That's the soil out of which this is coming. OK, so let me just say this flat out. You should be distrusting of pretty much everything. Everything that comes out of the mainstream media, the right media, underground media, the dark web, be mistrusting of everything because we are in a season of spiritual darkness. And we don't know who to trust. Trust the word of God. Trust the Holy Spirit. Outside of that, you should have a healthy distrust for pretty much everything. Okay? And remember, in the media, and mainstream or not, that everybody's selling all the time. If they need a revenue source, they need to sell. And all these guys need revenue sources. So they have to sell. And the way you sell is by getting more people to check out your stuff. And the way you get more people to check out your stuff is clickbait and extravagance and explosive headlines and cutting information and cutting news, you know, breaking news information. We're getting it before everybody else. And then we're jumping all over the place. And we lack self-control. So this is a dangerous time, okay? So be very distrusting. Very. Not paranoid. Because I'm not a fearful person. I haven't been given a spirit of fear. I don't know about you. If you're a Christ follower, you haven't been given a spirit of fear either. But of love, power, and a sound mind. And discernment is something we all need to pray for right now. A lot. Okay? For example, according to QAnon, Mueller was not really investigating members of the Trump administration. Instead, the special counsel was working with President Trump on indictments to arrest many high-level officials. As Q Clarence Patriot wrote, I mean, that's what he said. Getting ready to arrest many high-level officials. Well, obviously, but at the end of it, Robert Mueller wasn't, he's kind of like a Joe Biden. He wasn't really, once he got up there, remember when he's up there and he's testifying, I'm like, what is this guy doing having a job right now? Just let him be retired. Get him out of there. He's not capable of this. But that's what Q Clarence Patriot was writing back in 2018. Even an atheist knows and must be intelligent enough to know that Satan worshipers are real. Cults are real and true evil exists. This is from this article in the Gospel Coalition. Disinformation is also real. It's the job of the media and the entertainment industry to keep the public saturated with stimulus designed to keep us blind and distracted. This is him, okay? Q Clarence Patriot writing, right? So he's in there go, yep, I'm with you. This is where most people feel, where most people tune out because it's too hard for them to swallow. They don't want to believe that there are people in this world buying children to rape and kill them as sacrifices. It's tough to stomach, but who are we if we let this continue? Who are we if we choose to turn a blind eye? See, it's easy to go along with this, right? He's making good points here. Evil exists and it exists at the highest levels of the United States government. Darn right it does, right? Isn't that how we kind of play this personally because we're so frustrated? Don't be naive and think it can't happen here because I assure you that it is. Okay, so that kind of rhetoric is attractive, I think. Such arrests didn't occur. They were saying all these arrests are going to happen that November or in the 3 years since that post. But as with most other conspiracy theories, QAnon predictions that fail to come true are not seen as disconfirming or even reason for skepticism. Instead, failed predictions are ignored or modified in favor of different, though equally absurd theories. Or you just say, well, that's the deep state did it. The cabal did it. Hollywood did it. The liberal elites did it. They put the kibosh on that. They shut it down. They got it removed. The mainstream media, fake news, blah, 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 blah. There's so many times, I can't tell you how many times on my own Facebook page, the Steve Noble Show page, not my personal page, where I'll put something that's negative on Trump, which actually happened and verified easily. It's a fact. And the first thing that came out of people that I would call Trump derangement syndrome people on the right is two words, and then their argument's done. You know what those two words are, is right? Of course, fake news, fake news, fake news. And I, at first, I would take time to respond. A couple years ago, I'm like, oh, okay, This is not fake news. This is verifiable. Here's three or four different sources. You can go look it up yourself. Don't be so intellectually dishonest and lazy that your answer to everything that goes against your idol is fake news. I'm like, give me a break. And these are people that most likely would tell you they're Christians. So that stuff concerns me. What's dangerous about QAnon? Okay. What's dangerous here? Last year, for the first time, an FBI identified fringe conspiracy theories and specifically QAnon as a domestic terrorist threat. It's interesting. An internal intelligence bulletin of the agency observed the FBI assesses these conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace, occasionally driving groups and individual extremists to carry out criminal or violent acts. Now, again, I'm going to keep digging into this, okay? And there's already people on Facebook now. Steve, you don't know what you're talking about. You better keep doing your research. I'm not saying that 100% of what QAnon is putting out there is false. I'm not saying that. That's why it's so dangerous. Because you can make a beautiful plate of brownies, but once you find out, oops, we accidentally took a couple of little droppings out of our cat litter box and put it in the brownies, mixed it all in there. But at first you look at it, if you didn't know that, you're chowing down, baby. You're asking me for some whipped cream and some chocolate sauce and some ice cream to go with your brownies. Man, these are awesome. And then all of a sudden I tell you, oops. Oh, by the way, we accidentally dropped some cat litter and droppings in there, but you probably can't taste it. Are you going to have another bite? Of course you are, because now you have discernment, right? That's what I'm warning about, okay? And that happens all the time. Right, Bill said that. Do your own research. Yep, I say that myself. But when you come up against something and they go, well, you just need to do more work. You need to do more research. That's not an answer. That's a deflection. Okay? Be careful. That's what I'm waving a yellow flag. Warning, Will Robinson. Warning. While most are presumably peaceful, back to this article, some QAnon followers have allegedly been involved in terroristic threats against Trump and his family, an arson that destroyed 23,000 acres in California, and armed standoffs with law enforcement. The conspiracy, and these are all tagged in the article, so you can go look them up. The conspiracy theory has also spread to Europe, where QAnon-inspired mass murder in Germany, also targeting arson targeting cell towers and attacks on telecom workers in Belgium, Cyprus, Ireland, and the Netherlands. And so there's connections to the 1980s satanic rituals and stuff, which has brought a lot of Christians into the fold, right? Because again, there's parts of it that you're like, I believe that. That's where you got to be very careful, okay? So I got a couple more things I want to work through when we come back. One from World Magazine, one from the Religious News Service, a long article by Caitlin Beatty. And then Sowing Seeds by Emily Bells at World Magazine. And then some final thoughts from John Stonestreet and Shane Morris at Breakpoint. So a couple more things here. Just trying to get us moving down the road of knowledge and information. Facts, truth. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. 'Cause you are more than I could ever dream. This world could ever see. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Disclaimer number 4. Here today on the show. And again, if I'm upsetting you and torquing you off because I'm going after QAnon a bit here, let's just slow down. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. We're on the same team, but we all need to be iron sharpening iron. And as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And so we need to push back on this stuff and we need to dig. I am in the shallow end of the pool, diving in, trying to understand what's going on with this growing movement called QAnon, which started back in 2017 by a guy that many people think is highly placed, maybe in the military. And it's been growing. A lot of explanations, the great cabal around the world and child sex trafficking and Hollywood and Pizzagate and Wayfair and Trump's battling these guys. And it's the deep state and all this stuff. So it's this conspiracy kind of thing that wraps all that stuff into a package and then kind of baptizes it with Christian language and Bible quotes here and there. And there's some Christian influencers that are talking about this and other Christians that are pushing stuff around. And listen, there's a lot of garbage out there. We want explanations. We want to understand these things. We understand that there's evil, but we have to be very discerning. You can't just grab something because it feels right or seems right. You have to ask, is it right? Is it true? And there's a lot of stuff that I'm learning as I'm digging into this that makes me very concerned about QAnon's growing influence as a quote-unquote conspiracy theory type movement. This is from an article in the Religion News Service by Caitlin Beatty. It's a rough time to be a pastor, an election year, national racial unrest, and global pandemic each challenge the usual methods of ministry. Taking together, many church leaders are facing the traditional post-vacation and gathering season with a serious case of burnout. Throw the cue graphic back up on the TV, would you please, Seth? But there's another challenge that pastors I spoke with say is on the rise in their flocks. It is talking on the power of a new religion, I keep reading that, that's dividing churches and hurting Christian witness. Mark Fugit, senior pastor of Round Growth. Now, see, now people on QAnon, people are probably going to, well, that's because too many Christians are afraid of the truth. Stuff like that. See how you can play that? We can all be guilty of that kind of stuff. Round Growth Baptist Church in Miller, Missouri recently sat down to count the conspiracy theories that people in his church are sharing on Facebook. The list was long. It included claims that 5G radio waves are used for mind control, that George Floyd's murder is a hoax, he's still alive, that Bill Gates is related to the devil, that masks can kill you, that the germ theory isn't real, and that there might be something to Pizzagate after all. You don't just see it once, said this pastor. If there's ever anything posted, you'll see it 5 to 10 times. It's escalating for sure. To look at QAnon is to see not just a conspiracy theory, this is from the long article in The Atlantic, but the birth of a new religion, wrote that author. Once the fascination of far-right commentators and their followers, QAnon is no longer fringe. With support from Trump and other elected officials, it has gained credibility both on the web and in the offline world. In Georgia, a candidate for Congress has praised Q as a mythical hero, and at least 5 other congressional hopefuls from Illinois to Oregon have voiced support. One scholar found a 71% increase in QAnon content on Twitter and a 651% increase on Facebook just since this March. John Thorngate is the pastor of Lifebridge, a non-denominational church of about 300 in a Milwaukee suburb. Thorngate, one of the few pastors who would go on the record among those who called QAnon a real problem in their churches, said that only 5 to 10 members are actually posting the videos online. But in conversations with other members, he's realized many more are open to conspiracy theories than those who post. Thorngate attributes the phenomenon in part to the death of expertise. Listen to this. This is a really great point on a lot of issues here. Thorngate, this pastor, attributes the phenomenon in part to the death of expertise, a distrust of authority figures, yep, that leads some Americans to undervalue long-established measures of competency and wisdom. Among some church members, he said, the attitude is, I'm going to use church for the things I like, ignore it for the things I don't, and find my own truth. Quote, that part for us is concerning, that nothing feels authoritative right now, unquote. Now, isn't that true? I've said that several times during the show today. It's like nothing really feels authoritative. Donald Trump's given to hyperbole. You have the fake news on the left. You have like Fox News on the right, which is pushing its worldview and its agenda. Don't think it isn't. If you think Fox News is objective, your head's in the sand. I think in some ways they're more objective than others, but Fox News is pushing from the right, just like most of the mainstream media is pushing from the left. There's very few actual journalists out there. When's the last time you got an article where all you got was the facts with no interpretation and no added commentary? Okay? Discernment, discernment, discernment. There's no hard data on how many Christians espouse QAnon, but Ed Stetzer, executive director of the Billy Graham Center at Wheaton College, noted that distrust of mainstream news sources can feed a penchant for conspiracy theories. That's true. A 2018 poll from the BGC, Billy Graham Center, found that 46% of self-identified evangelicals and 50% of those whose beliefs tag them as evangelical strongly agree that the mainstream media produce fake news. It also found that regular church attendance at least once a month correlated to believing that mainstream media promulgates fake news, 77% compared with 68% of those who attend less regularly. Listen, there's lots of fake news out there. Is it all fake news? And how do you know the difference? Right? Again, I'm pushing us mostly today. The overarching message is not QAnon. The overarching message is discernment. Discernment, which we need to pray for. Jared Stacy said the spread of conspiracy theories in his church is particularly affecting young members. The college and young adult pastor of Spotswood Baptist Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Stacy said some older members are sharing Facebook content that leaks the coronavirus to Jeffrey Epstein and secret pedophile rings. Just kind of crazy stuff all over the place like that. So that's out there. Stuff's moving around. Another thing here from World Magazine. Trying to find some stuff. One of the primary QAnon promulgators online is David Hayes under the YouTube account Praying Medic. Somebody mentioned this on Facebook Live earlier. A Christian who thinks that QAnon movement will help lead to spiritual revival. His YouTube channel description is, quote, a virtual classroom on the kingdom of God, unquote. He declined an interview saying, I have not found any media outlets willing to write an honest story about Q. See, that of course not. That way you don't have to have the tough conversation. Nobody's gonna report what I say anyway. Therefore, I'm not going to do any interviews. See that? Circular reasoning there? Get you out of everything. The Instagram account at Little Miss Patriot, which promotes Q theory, started at the end of June and already has 257,000 followers. The account's biography reads, get this, Christ follower, truth seeker, digital soldier. And it shares Q theories such as that Obama advisor John Podesta sexually abused Justin Bieber, that Taylor Swift is a Satanist, or that the furniture company Wayfair is secretly selling children under listings for furniture. Marie Duncan has watched her Christian friends post QAnon material about trafficking on their social media accounts recently, and she wondered why there was suddenly an interest in trafficking this summer when so much else is going on in the country. Have you noticed that? Most of my friends on Facebook Live today have said, yeah, I noticed that. A lot more talk of that. She said she approached her friends about it, and they've had respectful conversations. I somewhat believe their hearts are in the right place. She said, the timing of it all seems weird. Trafficking was an issue prior to COVID. In the recent racial injustice movements, it seems to be a safe issue Christians can really get behind without resulting in any pushback or uncomfortable conversations. And anti-trafficking organizations, of course, don't mind the conversation going up. That's good for them. And it should be, right? Okay. Christian influence, Instagram influencers promoting Q are mostly women. Rebecca Pfeiffer, or Love Beck, has 119,000 followers and promotes Q videos with a bio reading, believer, truth seeker. Now listen, WWG1WGA. Now, if you're a QAnon person, you know what that means. WWG1WGA. The Q phrase, where we go one, we go all, is used at the end of the Q oath. She posts about QAnon theories in between posts of showing off designer handbags and talking about homeschooling. See, discernment, hello. Homeschooling and cool designer handbags. And then a QAnon post. You're getting all kind of stuff thrown at you all the time. So am I. I'm wading into this stuff every day. Yeah, Alan on Facebook Live. There's a spiritual funk going on. That's for sure. The whole ecosystem might be changing at the end of this article as social media giants like Facebook and Twitter remove more QAnon accounts for violating their guidelines. Google is even filtering out QAnon accounts and websites from its searches, which, by the way, gives QAnon even more firepower, right? See what they're doing to us? These liberal elites, Facebook, Google, they're censoring us. See? And you go, yeah, that's right. Because most of us conservatives are mad at Google and Facebook for censoring. As a result, QAnon accounts are pushing their followers to alternate platforms like Parler and search engines like Ecosia. So far, YouTube has kept QAnon videos up but placed a Wikipedia entry about QAnon above the title to give viewers some context. All right, let me finish with this. I know this is like a mind dump on you. And I'm just wading into this. I'm not claiming to be an expert because I'm not. And I'm going to do more research. I'll do more homework. But I found enough that I'm concerned about it. And I know for some of you, you're like, I'm never going to listen to you again. Okay. I don't think that's discerning, but okay. Often conspiracy theories come wrapped in biblical language, twisting a theological term here or a Bible verse there. This is from John Stone Street at Breakpoint. QAnon messages and videos, for example, are often packed with references to God, demons, and prophecy, which is why we would be interested, right, as Christians. Some followers attempt to match Q's predictions with passages from the books of Daniel and Revelation. Of course, large segments of the American church have long been fascinated with end times prophecies, confusing the clear biblical mandate of watching and waiting for the return of the bridegroom with attempting to retrofit geopolitical events into the Bible's figurative prophetic language. Still, the simplest explanation for the success of conspiracy theories like QAnon among a Christian audience is the simple black and white explanation it offers for the problems in the world around us. It's the bad guy's fault. And the bad guys are them. Okay, we do that all the time. Now, to be clear, there certainly are enemies of Christ and enemies of the good in our world, but that's no reason to assume some vast, powerful conspiracy of power other than Satan himself, of course. A far easier explanation is that in times of triumph and in times of chaos, people resort back to their worldview. So, a lot of warnings out there, a lot of concerns, a lot of wicked, nasty, crazy stuff. Child sex trafficking, pedophilia is real. I just had my buddy Mark on recently and another guy. They're not wasting their time on Pizzagate. They're running around the world busting sex trafficking rings and people locked and loaded. Serious. And they said the stuff we talk about over here with QAnon, and Hollywood and stuff is not even hardly the tip of the iceberg. We need discernment, and we better be praying. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.